A ben sora umora is judged so severely that he is put to death for stealing money and guzzling wine and ravenously eating meat. Not because these things have a chi of misa, but because the Torah knows how eventually he's going to turn out, as since he's already acting in this way when he gets older and does not have the money to fill his needs, he'll stand on the side of the road and steal from passerbys in order to have money to fill his needs. So the Torah said better that he should die while he is still innocent and not die after he is already guilty and has become a ganav. Shemisasan shel rishayim hana lahen v'hana la'olam. Death for rishayim is beneficial for the rishayim themselves, as they cannot continue to do averus. It's also beneficial for the world that is being harmed by these rishayim. V'la tzadikin ra lahen v'ra la'olam. Death for tzadikim is bad for the tzadikim themselves. Had they continued to live, they would have done more mitzvot. It's also bad for the world that is being protected by the zchuyos of these tzaddikim. Yayin v'sheino l'rishoyin hano lehen v'hano l'olam. When rishoyim drink wine and fall asleep, this is beneficial for the rishoyim themselves, as when they are sleeping, they don't do averus. It's also beneficial for the world that is harmed by these rishoyim. V'la tzaddikim ra lehen v'ra l'olam. When tzaddikim drink wine and fall asleep, this is not good for the tzaddikim, as when they are awake, they do mitzvahs. It's also bad for the world that is protected by the mitzvahs of these tzaddikim. Pizer l'rishayim hana lehen v'hana l'olam. When rishayim are scattered and isolated, it's beneficial for the rishayim. They don't do as many averus when they are isolated. It's also beneficial for the world that is harmed less by rishayim that are isolated. V'la tzaddikim ra lehen v'ra l'olam. When tzaddikim are scattered and isolated, it's bad for the tzaddikim. It's harder for them to get together with other tzaddikim to do mitzvahs together. It's also bad for the world that is protected by the mitzvahs of tzaddikim. Kines l'rishayim ra lehen v'ra l'olam. When rishayim are gathered together, this is bad for the rishayim themselves. As when they are together, they have more kalach to do the averus they want to do. It's also bad for the world that is harmed by these rishayim. V'la tzaddikim hana lehen v'hana l'olam. When tzaddikim are gathered together, it's beneficial for the tzaddikim themselves. It's easier for them to do mitzvahs together. It's also beneficial for the whole world that tzaddikim are doing mitzvahs. Sheket l'rishayim ra lehen v'ra l'olam. When rishayim have tranquility, it's bad for the rishayim. As when they are tranquil, it's easier for them to do averus. It's also bad for the world that rishayim should be in tranquility and do averus. V'la tzaddikim hana lehen v'hana l'olam. When tzaddikim have tranquility, it's good for the tzaddikim that they have tranquility to do mitzvos and to be osik b'Torah. It's also beneficial for the world that tzaddikim should be learning Torah and doing mitzvos. Kedem Parashas Mishnah above. Haba b'machteres nidon al shem sofo. A ganav that digs a tunnel in order to break into somebody's house is chayav misa, as the Torah says, in b'machteres yimatze haganav ein lo damim. If a ganav is found in a tunnel, his blood is valueless. Anybody who catches him there could kill him. The reason why he is chayav misa, even though a ganav generally is not chayav misa, is because of the sof. The Torah knows what eventually could happen. As the ganav knows that the owner of the house, if the owner catches him, will stand up to him. So the ganav has made up his mind that if the owner stands up to him, he will kill the owner of the house. So anybody who catches the ganav should kill the ganav. Hayabab machteres. If the ganav, while he was going through the tunnel to break into the house, broke a barrel that belonged to somebody else, if this ganav's blood has value, that this ganav is not chayav misa, and what's the case? That it's the father that's trying to break into his son's house. You're not allowed to kill the father, as we know that a father would not kill his own son, so therefore the father would be chayav for the barrel. In ein lo damim, pater. But any other ganav who breaks a barrel while he is going through the tunnel, any other ganav is chayav misa, his blood is valueless, so therefore he would be pater from paying for the barrel. The reason is that anybody who is chayav misa is pater from paying for any chiyuvei mamon that are incurred while he is chayav misa.